Hello, and welcome to our program. My name is Doris Lee, and I will be reading audiobook reviews here on Sight and the Sound Radio. Audiophile Magazine, Children and Family Listening. Sisters of the Lost Marsh by Lucy Strange, read by Lucy Strange. Author-narrator Lucy Strange dazzles with her dynamic performance. Utilizing various English accents and tones, she delivers this story with impressive breath. Six sisters live on a farm with their bitter father and loving granny. Their father, fearing the curse of the six sisters, betroths his oldest daughter, Grace. Not wanting to marry, Grace runs away. Willa, the second oldest, sets out to find Grace. Mustering all her courage, Willa travels beyond anything she knows, relying on Granny's teaching. Experiencing unsettling occurrences, Willa refuses to be scared easily. Strange conveys Willa's anguish and trepidation successfully, using pacing and emotion. Listeners will become invested as Strange uses her vocal talents to give these characters distinct, engaging voices. She sings a sweet lullaby. A.M. 2024 Odyssey Honor. Scholastic Audiobooks, 6.25 hours, unabridged, ages 8+. Trade Edition, digital download, $27.99. Also, compact disc. Library Edition, digital download, $83.99. The Last Stand by Antoine Eady and read by Antoine Eady. Author and narrator Antoine Eady creates a tender first-person story of a boy who helps his papa harvest, transport, and sell goods at his local farm stand each weekend. Eady speaks slowly and clearly in the cadence of poetry. His lengthy pauses often serve to highlight the colorful imagery and alliteration found in the community. Black hands, gray hair, yellow sun, white eggs, and more. The author's notes explains Edie's connection to rural black farmers and notes their dwindling numbers, as well as the injustices done to them and generations of sharecroppers, enslaved people, and indigenous people. Despite this, he leaves the listener with hopeful feelings for the future. Because of the book's colorful nature, the companion picture book would be a welcome addition. L.T. Listening Library, 8 minutes, unabridged, ages 4 through 6. Trade Edition, digital download, $5. Library Edition, digital download, $22. Eli Over Easy by Phil Stamper. Read by Andre Santana. In apprehensive tones, Andre Santana artfully conveys the concerns of tween Eli as he mourns the sudden loss of his mother, a professional chef, due to the pandemic. At the same time, he is adjusting to life in New York City after a move from Minnesota. When Eli stumbles upon an archive of cooking videos made by his mother, Santana taps into Eli's grief with a falling inflection and slight tremor. His neighbor and attractive friend, Matthias, encourages Eli in a calm, mellow voice to start trying out the recipes, if only to save Eli from one more half-frozen breakfast burrito. Buoyed by the high-pitched enthusiasm of his cousin, a Rise YouTube star, Eli begins his healing journey. The accompanying PDF of recipes, Eli's wry commentary included, is icing on the cake. E. Harper Audio, 5.5 hours, unabridged, ages 8+. Trade Edition, digital download, $27.99. The Remarkable Rescue at Milkweed Meadow. Milkweed Meadow, Book 1, by Elaine Demopoulos, read by Tavia Gilbert. Tavia Gilbert brings the denizens of Milkweed Meadow to listeners' ears in this middle-grade animal fantasy. Butternut the Rabbit comes from a family of storytellers, so she is well-suited to tell the tale of the titular rescue. However, she must buck her family's wariness of cross-species relations and her own anxiety, which manifests as metaphorical mental brambles. Gilbert's sensitive evocative of Buttermilk's interior journey sees the young rabbit traveling from timorousness to resolve with total believability. As for the other characters, a stout-hearted robin named Piper and his family speak in a brisk English accent, and a fawn named Winsome has an Irish lilt. Gilbert uses a generalized American accent for most of the rest, individuating even the many members of Butternut's large family. V.S. Full cast audio, 3.75 hours, unabridged, ages 8+. Trade edition, digital download, $9.99. Audiophile magazine, 4 big listens. Every time I go on vacation, someone dies. Vacation Mysteries, Book 1, by Catherine Mack, read by Elizabeth Evans. Elizabeth Evans masterfully voices successful crime novelist Eleanor Dash, listener's new best friend, who gossips about all the people and craziness around her. Dash's behind-the-scenes insights on writing and publishing, along with her plot notes for her next book, add depth and humor to this story. She even challenges listeners to identify the murderer before the big reveal. Dash is on a book tour of Italy with her two exes and a crew of characters who include a murderer. Evans demonstrates her talent for accents and finds voices that capture the personalities of all the characters. In addition to tense murder scenes, listeners are treated to vivid descriptions of beautiful scenery and mouth-watering pizza, pasta, and gelato. Yum and fun. EQ Macmillan Audio, 9.5 hours unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $26.99. You Should Be So Lucky, by Kat Sebastian, and read by Joel Leslie. Narrator Joel Leslie brings his usual charm to Kat Sebastian's latest historical romance. Eddie O'Leary, the star shortstop for the New York Robins, is not having a star season. He's deep in a record-breaking slump. Mark Bailey, a reporter for the New York Chronicle, who is mourning the death of his partner, certainly doesn't want to write weekly columns about Eddie. Leslie beautifully captures the nuances of both characters. Mark's sharp humor and deep loneliness, Eddie's outward optimism and internal doubt. Leslie's narration is wry during Eddie and Mark's long-distance phone calls and incredibly gentle when Mark allows himself to grieve. This is a cozy, joyful, moving book about failure and letting yourself be seen. Romance and baseball. Fans will be delighted. L.S. Harper Audio, 12 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $27.99. How to Read a Book, by Monica Wood, read by Eileen Stevens. Eileen Stevens' open-hearted performance will warm listeners to the core and inspire a sense of the true goodness in the world. Violet Powell is determined to make the most of her second chance after getting out of prison in Maine. She vows she won't be the sum of her worst act, killing a woman while driving drunk. She finds two unexpected allies in Harriet, the volunteer book club moderator at the prison, and Frank, the elderly widower of the woman Violet killed. As chapters alternate between Violet, Harriet, and Frank, Stevens adopts subtle shifts in tone and emphasis that reveal the core values and uncertainties of each character. Violet gets a job at a lab with African gray parrots and Stevens has a wonderful time voicing the parrots, which leads to plenty of laugh-out-loud moments. A. B. Harper Audio, 10.25 hours, unabridged. Trade Edition, digital download, $27.99. The Comfort of Ghosts, Maisie Dobb, Book 18, by Jacqueline Winspear, read by Orlog Cassidy. Fans may be disappointed that this is Maisie Dobb's final adventure, but they will appreciate the tender way the various characters' closing stories are treated. Narrator Orlog Cassidy masterfully conveys the returning characters, Maisie's extended family, and the newly introduced individuals, male and female, young and old. Cassidy's talented use of accents lend credibility to Winspear's fully developed characters and well-researched plot. In London, 1945, Maisie discovers four adolescents and a desperately sick soldier squatting in a vacant mansion. While solving a possible murder occupies Maisie, she is truly driven by the care of the needy. Cassidy once again provides listeners with the rich tapestry that Winspear has woven through the series. An emotional conclusion sheds light on war's tragic impact. E. Q. Recorded Books, 12 Hours, Unabridged. Library Edition, Compact Disc, $46.99. Also, digital download and MP3. Audiophile Magazine, Fiction. One of Our Kind, by Nicola Yoon, read by Nicole Lewis. In an engrossing, well-characterized performance, Nicole Lewis captures the anguish and suspense in acclaimed young adult author Nicole Yoon's first adult novel. Moving to the fictional gated community of Liberty, California, hailed as a Black utopia, Jasmine Williams assumes she and her husband, King, will find like-minded friends and neighbors with whom to carry on the fight for liberty. No one is interested in Black Lives Matter, and those, including King, who spend time at the Wellness Center, are changing in disturbing ways. Lewis is masterful in subtly distinguishing the voices of liberty using cadence, intonation, and vocal amplification to heighten the tension of this absorbing psychological suspense novel. S. G. Random House Audio, 8.5 hours unabridged. Trade Edition, digital download, $22.50. Books on Tape, Library Edition, digital download, $95. You're listening to Audiobook Reviews on Sight into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight into Sound on HD4 on 88.7 KUHF. Channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as your smart speaker. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight into Sound Radio since 1967. The Gunkle Abroad, The Gunkle, Book 2, by Stephen Rowley, and read by Stephen Rowley. Stephen Rowley gives an exuberant performance of this heartwarming story about treasuring family. When his brother announces his upcoming remarriage, Patrick O'Hara, a gay sitcom star, must resume his most challenging role as gay Uncle Gunkle Patrick, a.k.a. Gup, to his teenage nephew Grant and niece Maisie. Rowley's portrayals of the teens' complex emotions regarding their mother's death and their father's impending remarriage are infused with love and humor. Patrick's interactions with relatives at the Italian wedding further showcase Rowley's versatile voices, flamboyance, and cabaret-level vibrancy. Rowley's diverting and tender tromp through Italy and life's transitions truly shows that la vita è dolce, life is sweet. M. F. Penguin Audio, 9.75 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $22.50. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $95. Soldier Sailor by Claire Kilroy, read by Simone Collins. This novel, shortlisted for the Woman's Book Prize, details a young mother's fatigue, frustrations, and joys at raising a trying infant who becomes a willful toddler. Simone Collins' narration benefits from her intimate and persuasive tone, as well as the lovely lilt of her Irish intonation. Her performance resonates as her tone and pace reveal the struggling mom's love. Much of the narration is addressed to Sailor, the wailing baby, then obstinate toddler, whom Mom, the soldier of the title, is raising, mostly on her own. Her husband represents the patriarchy. He goes to work early, stays late, helps little, and the couple's bickering is the soundtrack of the plot. This brief, powerful depiction of motherhood rings true and creates an immersive listening experience. A.D.M. Simon & Schuster Audio, 6.25 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $19.99. A Northern Light in Provence by Elizabeth Berklund. Read by Jilly Messer. Jilly Messer's luminous narration enlivens this unusual love story. Greenland resident Ilsa Erland is noted for her work translating French poetry into Greenlandic, although she's never been to France. Asked to translate the works of famed 70-ish French poet Geoffrey Poe LeBay, Ilse decides to go to Provence to work directly with him. Messer channels Ilse's delight with the beauty of the countryside, her joy at working with the great poet. It's their mutual love of language that binds them, her dismay at the onset of Poe's illness, and her swiftly changing feelings for Poe's son, Frey. Through Ilse's inevitable comparisons between her life in Greenland and the magic of Provence, Messer's indelible performance makes this something more than a predictable romance. S.J.H. Random House Audio, 11.5 hours, unabridged. Trade, digital download, $22.50. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $95. Housemates by Emma Copley Eisenberg, read by Maren Ireland. Golden voice narrator Maren Ireland performs this debut novel, which features two queer artists. Housemates Bernie and Leah set off a road trip to capture the heart of Pennsylvania in photographs and words. While they travel across the state, their relationship grows deeper as they try to make sense of the world around them through their art. Ireland's performance makes Bernie and Leah come alive in the way that the best narrators do. She excels at expressing their depth of emotion as they work through their ideas together. As a result, Ireland's style of narration lets the prose shine and draws listeners into this deeply thoughtful story. K.D.W. Random House Audio, 9.25 hours, unabridged. Trade, digital download, $20. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $76. All Fours by Miranda July, read by Miranda July. Miranda July perfectly delivers the over-anxious voice of quirky, unnamed protagonist who realizes too late that she's having a midlife crisis. After planning a cross-country road trip from L.A. to New York City, she impulsively takes an exit a half hour from her house and stays in a tiny motel. This one decision sends her on a perimenopausal coming-of-age adventure full of awkward sex and a host of complex feelings. July's intimate narration teases out the complex emotions of the protagonist is just now realizing she's always kept under wraps, drawing listeners into this relatable story of longing. KDW Penguin Audio 10.25 hours unabridged. Trade digital download $22.50. Books on tape, library edition, digital download $95. Memory Piece by Lisa Koh, read by Eunice Wong. Multiple Earphones Award winner Eunice Wong performs this novel about a decades-long friendship between three Asian-American women. Giselle Chin, Jackie Ung, and Ellen Ng come of age in the 80s and 90s trying to make their way in the world of creating art, starting a business, and becoming a neighborhood activist, respectively. As the narrative moves into the near future, we follow the three friends through life changes, but they always find a way back to each other. Wong's performance captures the friends' perspectives, giving each a unique narrative voice. In Wong's narration, one friend sounds brusque and efficient, while another's voice is laid back and easygoing. Wong's outstanding performance is one of the must-listens of the year. KDW Penguin Audio 9.75 hours unabridged. Trade edition. Digital download, $22.50. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $76. Crow Talk by Eileen Garvin, read by Helen Lazer. Helen Lazer delivers a tender and inviting performance of this dual perspective novel about grief, friendship, and crows. Grad student Frankie has retreated to her family cabin after a series of disappointments, hoping to make something out of the scrap of her dissertation. When she rescues an injured baby crow, she meets Anne and her son, Aiden. Anne, an Irish musician, is on leave after the death of her close friend and Aiden's sudden loss of speech. Lazer's slightly raspy voice and Irish lilt are full of warmth and softness as Frankie. The chapters are peppered with bird facts from a fictional guide, which Lazer narrates with distinct clarity. Hopeful and poignant, this meditative novel is a soothing listen. C.R. Penguin Audio, 11 hours, unabridged. Trade, digital download, $22.50. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $95. Real American by Rachel Hung. Read by Louisa Zhu, Eric Yang, and Eunice Wong. A trio of talented narrators immerses listeners in the thorny, multi-generational story of a Chinese-American family. The audiobook opens in 1999 as 22-year-old Lily, voiced with matter-of-fact directness by Louisa Zhu, meets charismatic, impossibly wealthy Matthew. Despite Lily's initial reservations, largely fueled by Matthew's intimidating family, the two marry and have a son. Later, listeners learn that the son, Nick, has grown up with no knowledge of his father's identity. Eric Yang's measured portrayal of Nick captures his confusion over his complexing upbringing and growing bitterness as he uncovers long-buried secrets. Eunice Wong closes out the story with her portrayal of Lily's mother, May. Wong channels May's youthful intensity and the regretful understanding that marks her later years. A wholly absorbing family drama. S.A.H. Random House Audio, 14.75 hours. Unabridged. Trade, digital download, $25. Books on tape, library edition, digital download, $95. Help Wanted by Adele Waldman, read by Amanda Ronconi. Amanda Ronconi deftly narrates Waldman's sophomore novel, which follows a big box store's logistics team as they work the 4 a.m. shift, unloading trucks and hauling merchandise to the store's floor. When the store manager announces his departure, the team's ambitious, breezily offensive leader, Meredith, seems poised to take over. Meredith is undeniably awful, but the team soon realizes her promotion could mean good things for them. Ronconi perfectly delivers Meredith's strident voice, capturing her frenzied positivity and ill contempt for her subordinate. Ronconi's voicing of the rest of the team, all of whom contend with unpredictable schedules, crushingly poor pay, and limited opportunities, are varied and sensitive. A riveting audiobook that entertains even as it illuminates the grim realities of low-wage, part-time work. S.A.H. Spotify Audiobooks. 9.5 hours, unabridged. Trade edition, digital download, $17.49. We have come to the end of our program. I've been reading audiobook reviews. I'm Doris Lee. And this has been a production of Sight into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.